Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today we're going to talk about something that's not glamorous, not exciting, but absolutely critical to protecting yourself as a real estate investor: record keeping and documentation. Because here's the truth, good records can save you thousands of dollars in taxes, protect you in a lawsuit, and make your life a whole lot easier. Bad records, or no records, can cost you everything. So today, we're going to cover what records you need to keep, how long to keep them, and how to organize them so you can find what you need when you need it. Let's dive in. Why record keeping matters. First, let's talk about why record keeping matters. There are three main reasons. One, tax compliance and optimization. The IRS requires you to keep records that support the income, deductions, and credits you claim on your tax return. Good records help you maximize deductions and minimize your tax liability. If you're audited, your records are your defense. 2. Legal protection. If you're sued by a tenant, contractor, lender, or anyone else, your records are your evidence. Leases, invoices, receipts, correspondence, inspection reports, these documents can prove your case or protect you from liability. 3. Operational efficiency. Good records make it easier to manage your properties, track performance, and make informed decisions. They also make it easier to sell a property or refinance. Buyers and lenders want to see clean, organized financials. So what records do you need to keep? Let's break it down. Category 1. Property acquisition and ownership documents. These are the foundational documents that prove you own the property and document how you acquired it. What to keep? Purchase agreement and closing documents, HUD-1 or closing disclosure, deed and title insurance policy, survey and title commitment, loan documents, promissory note, mortgage, deed of trust, loan agreement, appraisal reports, inspection reports, property condition assessment, phase 1 environmental, etc. Any amendments, addendums, or modifications to the above. How long to keep them? Permanently. These are your proof of ownership and basis for tax purposes. Why? You'll need these documents to calculate your tax basis when you sell the property. You'll need them if there's ever a title dispute or boundary issue. Lenders and buyers will want to see them if you refinance or sell. Category 2. Tenant and lease documents. These documents govern your relationship with your tenants and protect you in case of disputes. What to keep? Rental applications and screening reports. Credit, background, eviction history. Leases and lease amendments. Move-in and move-out inspection reports with photos. Rent payment records, late notices, lease violation notices, and correspondence with tenants. Security deposit records. Amount collected, deductions, refunds. Eviction records, if applicable. How long to keep them? Rental applications and screening reports. Consult legal counsel regarding fair housing, FCRA, and state local requirements. Retention periods vary by jurisdiction and the nature of the records. Leases. At least several years after the lease ends, or longer depending on your state statute of limitations for contract disputes. Consult with legal counsel. Move-in, move-out reports. at least several years after the tenant moves out, or longer, depending on your state's statute of limitations for security deposit disputes. Consult with legal counsel. Rent payment records. Consult with your CPA and legal counsel. Tax records and statutes of limitations vary. Security deposit records. Consult with legal counsel regarding your state's statute of limitations for security deposit disputes. Why? If a tenant sues you over a security deposit, eviction, or lease dispute, these records are your defense. If you're accused of discrimination, your application and screening records can prove you followed a consistent, lawful process. Category 3, financial records. These are the records that document your income, expenses, and financial performance. What to keep? Bank statements and canceled checks. Rent receipts and deposit records. Invoices and receipts for repairs, maintenance, and capital improvements. Property tax bills and payment records. Insurance policies and premium payment records. Utility bills, if you pay them. Property management agreements and fees. Loan statements and payment records. 1099 forms for contractors. Annual profit and loss statements and balance sheets. How long to keep them? Consult with your CPA regarding tax record retention. The IRS generally recommends keeping tax records for at least 3 years from the date you filed your return, but longer retention may be advisable in certain situations. For example, if you underreported income, claimed a loss from worthless securities, or filed a claim for a credit or refund. Keep records related to capital improvements and depreciation permanently, as they affect your tax basis when you sell the property. Why? These records support your tax deductions and help you prepare accurate tax returns. If you're audited, the IRS will ask for these records. They also help you track cash flow, monitor performance, and make informed decisions. Category 4, insurance and claims records. These documents protect you in case of property damage, liability claims, or other insured events. What to keep? Insurance policies, property, liability, umbrella, flood, earthquake, etc. Premium payment records, claims documentation, photos, estimates, adjuster reports, correspondence, settlement agreements, proof of loss forms. How long to keep them? Current policies, keep for the duration of the policy. Expired policies and significant claim documentation. Consider long-term or permanent retention, especially if there's potential for future claims or disputes. Consult with legal counsel and your insurance advisor. Premium payment records. Consult with your CPA regarding tax record retention. Why? If you file a claim, you'll need documentation to support it. If a claim is denied or disputed, your records are your evidence. Expired policies may still be relevant if a claim arises later. For example, a latent defect or long-tail liability. Category 5, contractor and vendor records. These documents protect you in case of disputes with contractors, vendors, or service providers. What to keep? Contracts and work orders, invoices and receipts, lien waivers and releases, warranties and guarantees, correspondence and change orders. How long to keep them? Contracts, invoices, and lien waivers. Consult with legal counsel regarding your state's statute of limitations for contract disputes and mechanics lien laws. Warranties. Keep for the duration of the warranty period and consider longer retention if the warranty is significant. Why? If a contractor files a lien, you'll need proof of payment and lien waivers. If there's a dispute over the quality of work, your contract and correspondence are your evidence. Warranties protect you if something breaks or fails. Category 6, compliance and regulatory records. These documents prove you're in compliance with local, state, and federal regulations. What to keep? Business licenses and permits, certificates of occupancy, zoning and land use approvals, building permits and inspection reports, lead paint disclosures and certifications, fair housing compliance records, ADA compliance records, if applicable. How long to keep them? Consult with legal counsel. Retention periods depend on the type of record and applicable regulations. Why? If you're cited for a code violation or sued for non-compliance, these records are your defense. They also protect you when you sell the property. Buyers will want proof of compliance. How to organize your records. Now that you know what to keep, let's talk about how to organize it. Here are some best practices. 1. Digital versus physical. Go digital whenever possible. Scan paper documents and store them in the cloud. Use a secure, encrypted cloud storage service, Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive, etc. Keep physical copies of critical documents, deeds, loan documents, etc., in a fireproof safe or safety deposit box. 2. Folder structure. Create a clear, consistent folder structure for each property. Example, property address acquisition documents, leases and tenants, financial records, insurance, contractors and vendors, compliance, and permits. 3. Naming conventions. Use consistent file names that include the date and a brief description. Example, 2026-08-15_lease-unit_101_john_doe.pdf. 4. Backups. Follow the 3-2-1 backup rule. 3 copies of your data on 2 different types of storage media, with at least 1 copy stored off-site or isolated from your primary systems. Test your backups regularly to make sure you can restore files if needed. 5. Access controls. Limit access to sensitive documents. Use strong passwords and multi-factor authentication. Encrypt files that contain sensitive personal information, social security numbers, bank account numbers, etc. 6. Long-term accessibility. Store documents in formats that will remain accessible over time, example PDFs rather than proprietary formats. Periodically review and migrate old files to current formats and storage systems. What to do when you're audited or sued? Finally, let's talk about what to do if you're audited by the IRS or sued by a tenant, contractor, or anyone else. 1. Don't panic. If you've kept good records, you'll be fine. 2. Gather your records. Pull together all the relevant documents. Organize them chronologically or by category. 3. Consult with professionals. If you're audited, work with your CPA. If you're sued, work with your attorney. Don't try to handle it alone. 4. Respond promptly. Don't ignore notices or deadlines. Provide the requested documents in a timely manner. 5. Learn from the experience. If your records were incomplete or disorganized, fix the problem going forward. Bringing it all together. Let's recap. Here's what you need to know about record keeping and documentation. What to keep. Property acquisition and ownership documents, permanently. Tenant and lease documents, consult legal counsel for retention periods. Financial records, consult your CPA for retention periods. Keep capital improvement records permanently. Insurance and claims records, consider long-term or permanent retention for significant claims and expired policies. Contractor and vendor records, consult legal counsel for retention periods. Compliance and regulatory records, consult legal counsel for retention periods. How to organize. Go digital with secure encrypted cloud storage. Use a clear folder structure and consistent naming conventions. Follow the 3-2-1 backup rule. Limit access and protect sensitive data. Ensure long-term accessibility with standard formats like PDFs. Why it matters. Tax compliance and optimization. Legal protection. Operational efficiency. Good record keeping isn't glamorous, but it's one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself as a real estate investor. Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow investor. Next time, we're going to talk about common insurance claims and how to handle them, because knowing how to navigate the claims process can save you thousands of dollars. Until then, take action, stay informed, and keep building your passive income.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.